This episode of Recap the Recap is brought to you by The Indeep Show. How's everybody doing today? This is Queenie. This is Recap the Recap. It is a cloudy but sunny, partly cloudy, weird, humid day in the DMV, but that's okay. It's still a great day. I'm not at work. Woo woo. So that's all that matters. Get a break. Well, chilling today. In the studio, as usual, per usual, is, drumroll, the dude, the man, the myth, the legend, this guy, right there, who is not paying attention, because I'm trying to...
I mean, are you going to say it, or are you...
I like sometimes for you to say it. Who you are. Introduce
What's up,
yourself.
Peoples?
That's it? You don't get Big B or... Hey, that voice you just heard was Big B.
There you go. Thank
Yay.
You.
Yay him. Yay him.
Man. What's going on, peoples? I'm sorry. Let me make adjustments. Hi, what's going on? Cause some people don't like, you know, my voice.
Yeah. Go figure.
So... Hi, I don't know if this will work. Write in and let me know if this is better for you.
No, I'm writing in right now. I'm going to pick up my phone and just send you an email and tell you no. I don't like it.
What's going on, people? Glad to have you back. Glad to be with you. Glad to share my time with you.
How super awesome is that?
What a wonderful world we live in where we can... share our thoughts and opinions with each other and at least the adults among us can say, hey, you know, I heard your opinion and I don't know if you had this particular information when you came to your conclusion, but I figured I'd share this. I don't know if it will change your opinion any. But if it does, cool. If it doesn't, hey, I still respect the fact that you're a living, breathing human being that has a thought process.
Yeah. Word. Well, later for that.
Separates us from the animals. Or at least it attempts to.
How about that? Huh. Well. Anyway, you guys already know how to find us. You can find us at Recap the Recap on Twitter. You can find us on Facebook, Recap the Recap Show.
But of course, separation is not what we're going for, right?
Of course not.
No.
Why would we want that?
Absolutely. We want to bridge gaps with the animals.
With the animals?
Savages.
Oh.
Misinformed.
Okay. Let's go with all those. Well, whatever. So if
Are you bored yet?
Slightly, but that's okay.
I'm bored.
Yeah, slightly. But whatever. What was that?
Oh, it's just mic check.
Okay. Yeah, whatever for people. Anyway, for those who don't know, this may be your first time listening. What we do on this show is we recap podcasts and we give our humble, objective opinion on podcasts. We introduce you to new podcasts that you may want to listen to or you may not want to listen to. Sometimes they will be great podcasts in your eyes or in our eyes, and sometimes they're great podcasts that need a little work. But, you know, again, our humble opinions. So anyway, so if you want to reach us, of course, recaptherecap@gmail.com. So mm-hmm. you don't like it, don't listen. Click it off. Mm-hmm. Well, all right, so let's get into these stories. I'm going to do an awkward segue, unless you had something else you wanted to say.
You know, every Friday I get to turn on Fox 5 and I hear the gentleman come on and he gives his movie reviews. And, you know, even though he may not care for a particular movie, mm-hmm. sometimes, you know, I rely upon my own thought process mm-hmm. to say, hey, you know what, from the trailers, I kind of think maybe this is maybe a show maybe he didn't get. It wasn't in his wheelhouse. Sure. It, you know, didn't blow his skirt up or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I go to the movie and I see it for myself mm-hmm. and I make an opinion from that. And from that, you sort of start building a relationship and you say, you know what, I kind of agree with him. That movie sucked. Mm. And you kind of go and you do this tango back and forth. And then from that, you know, you see where he gets it right, you see where he gets it wrong. And from that, you learn to build a trust with that person. You know, for our listeners, that's really all that we ask that you do with the shows that we recap. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? This is what, and if anyone knows Queenine and I, we think very differently. So the chances of us being on the same, totally on the same side, it's rare. And even if we are on the same side, we're still going to find differences where even in our agreeing good or bad, we might disagree on why good, why bad, or what have you. So definitely, we just try to aim you in the right direction. Mm-hmm. And we try to say, hey, this is from what we've researched. This is what they have to offer. Check it out for yourself. See if we're right. Hit us up. Say, hey, you know what? You guys totally dropped the ball on this show. I listened to like 100 episodes. Oh, well, if they have 100 episodes. Mm-hmm. I listened to like 100 episodes of that show.
S-I-G-H.
And you know, I feel that a majority of it, they got it right. You know. But the good thing that's different than most platforms is we realize we're human. We realize we make mistakes. Therefore, we open up the floor for people to come on and say, hey, check out this episode where we did this that was contradictory to what you said. Or we did this, and we did that, or what have you. But again, that would take a certain level of being an adult to have that sort of back and forth and all that good stuff.
There's that.
You know, I really feel like we should re-record that part. You know, here on the YouTube show.
Cut that out.
Oh. I'm sorry.
I don't like that. Don't like it at all. Anyway.
I mean, we have options.
You know what? You're going to...
We can do it like this. If you didn't like that one. We could do it like this. We can do it like this. We can do it like this. There are options.
I say put it as it actually sounds.
Or we can just be ourselves.
There you go. Be yourself. Anyway, so any, as you said, any podcast that we recap, or hell, our show in general, all of the shows that we do under the IDS Network, we always say just listen to like 3, maybe 4 episodes and see if it's for you. You know, I've gotten some feedback for some of the shows that we recapped, and folks have said, yeah, I couldn't get past episode 1. And that's okay. You tried. You know, it's like when you go somewhere and you try something different that you've never eaten before, and you're like, no, I tried it, and I will not eat that shit again. Mm-hmm. But you tried, and I think that's the most important part.
Absolutely.
So,
and the great thing about trying is when you grow and you're open-minded,
mm-hmm.
and you're not closed-minded to certain ethnicities and races and stuff, mm-hmm. you can, you know, using your food example, you know, you can go and look at the menu and you can read the ingredients and say, hey, you know what? I don't like that, and I don't like this, whatever. So that's probably not a dish I'm not going to like.
Yeah. There's like a billion podcasts out there.
Yes. You know,
stop it. So just listen. And then, again, don't like it. Keep it moving. That's how life goes.
Awkward.
Awkward transition. Okay, B. I know you're not on Twitter a lot, but did you see the that Time magazine?
Some people have a problem with that. Did you know that?
What?
I'm not on Twitter a lot.
Oh, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. The people had a problem with that.
Mm-hmm. Mm. If I'm not there for them.
Oh, okay.
They get upset.
Aw. Well, you should be there for them. Especially if they're people that are cool with you. But anyway, so I know, like I said, you're not on Twitter a lot, so you probably totally missed it. So Time magazine tweeted out, I can't remember the name. Oh, shit, I forgot to write it down. But it's the name of the article that had to do with, this is what bae means. So why Time magazine, what used to be to some a reputable magazine. I mean, that was like the go-to magazine for news and just important things that happened. Mm-hmm. So why are they putting out this is what bae means? Mm. So I'm like, who did you think was going to read this article, or who did you write this article for? Because everybody else that's on Twitter already knows, you know, bae is like boo, short for babe or baby, or it's like in a term of endearment, like that's my bae, you know. And it, you know, really doesn't have like a gender, because you could be talking about like a girl or, you know, a guy or whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. So the best thing ever, as Twitter always does, they took it and they ran with it. Somebody I follow on Twitter, Pia Glenn, she did the hashtag time titles. And it was hilarious because everybody made it look like it was Time magazine retweeting. And then they came up with like all these different, titles that maybe, sorry, I'm thinking of some of them that are so funny, that Time came up with. And I didn't get a list of all of them, but I don't know. There was one was, who in the world is Daquan anyway? And that was one of the tweets supposedly from Time magazine. And then just everybody ran with that. So if you guys get a chance, just for, you know, S&Gs, because it will give you some chuckles, look at hashtag Time titles. And so people were tweeting that like it was 28,000 different tweets from that one hashtag. And it was like talking about hip hop lyrics and news topics and, you know, and stuff like that. So it's I don't know what Time is doing with themselves these days. So yeah, they need to get out of that, trying to interpret things for people.
Time is bored.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe they're becoming irrelevant, maybe?
There you go.
Oh, poor Time magazine. I'm telling you, they used to have some of the most like anticipated, like who's going to be on the cover this year of, you know, and now it's just like, oh, hashtag surfboard. Okay. Cut it out, Time magazine. Get back to where you were. You know, people are moving away from magazines anyway. They're doing online stuff. So if you want to stay relevant, don't do shit like that. So, all right. So the next story goes out to She Be Sure Enough, Chill Will, and my homie LeCount.
Dun, dun, dun.
So in D.C., we have this place called Astro's Donuts and Fried Chicken. So now they're coming out with the Old Bae fried chicken donut sandwich. I was like, oh, yeah. Because we had a whole back and forth on Twitter like about just why Old Bae. Because somebody, two of my friends at the same time, which I thought was really weird, happened to find the Old Bae cheese curls, which sounds kind of like burp. But they said they were really good. So there's chips, and we know we both tried the Flying Dog Old Bay beer, which I'm not a fan of. I'm like, nice try. Maybe if I was eating like crab legs or something, maybe it would help, but I don't think so because it's super gross. But I saw a picture of the sandwich. Yeah, I'm really trying to go to Astro so I can try it. So it's like the Old Bay is on the chicken, and then you have like what looks like a Krispy Kreme kind of donut on the, you know, as a bun. And I'm like, oh, wow. And it's only $9, too. That's what makes it kind of cool. But they said it's like a really popular sandwich, so it sells out really quick. So that kind of speaks to the power of Old Bay. So chill. Yeah. Old Bay is real around these parts. She was having problems with it. But everybody else was like, hey. So anyway, so the sandwich comes in like barbecue and blue cheese and ranch and sriracha and honey mustard. I don't know if I'm a little excited by it. But yeah, I know you're like, gross.
You know, I mean, I'd give it a try.
I'm just saying, I saw the picture and I was like, oh, because I'm so used to it being like a Krispy Kreme donut with like a hamburger, you know, like a burger. So I'm, of course, you know, so I can't eat that. And I'm like, oh my God, now they've done it for chicken. Oh, yes. I'm totally down for chicken and Old Bay. Mm-mm. Okay. So I wanted to talk about that Stephen A. Smith, Ray Rice thing and how the story and how they let, they're only suspending Ray Rice for 2 games, I believe it is, coming up. And I'm like, now mind you, he got in trouble for hitting his girlfriend and she just didn't really get in any trouble. So it was the whole domestic violence thing with, you know, between those two. And it's like, you know, Michael Vick got suspended, what was it, indefinitely? But I mean, I know he just recently came back, but for the whole dog thing. So I'm like, he only got two game suspensions for that whole thing. And then Stephen A. Smith had to jump in and put his foot in his mouth and said some things he didn't really mean to say. But I
don't
guess
think I don't think that he, I mean, he apologized and that was more for job's sake.
Of course, yeah. He won't lose his damn job.
I don't think that he didn't mean it. I think he meant exactly what he meant. And I think what he said held a great deal of validity. You know, we know what's right and wrong, and we know what we should have been taught as kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that you don't put your hands on a woman, blah, 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 blah. But, again, you know, take a trip through Worldstar and watch women get repeatedly punched in their face and this and that and blah, blah, blah by dudes. So,
right.
Women, please understand, shit is different out here. This is a different life and it's a different time. And as wrong as it may be, it happens. So, do not put yourself in positions where, you know what I'm saying? Do not put yourself in positions where the outcome could be treacherous.
Well, you said don't put yourself in a position. I mean, I'm thinking like, what if you are just out and, you know, you're hanging out with, now, I don't know what happened in the elevator, of course, and and I can't remember what they said happened before, but apparently she must have hit him too. You know, so of course, I firmly believe no one should hit anyone.
Absolutely.
First of all,
so
you know,
that's putting yourself in a position,
right? So that's what you mean by that.
Initiating it, yes. There's the one video that Drew Baby and I was talking about the one day where the guy and the girl were in class. The guy was sitting in his seat, minding his business, and the chick was all in his face, spitting in his face, mushing him, pushing his forehead, and blah blah blah. What the f you gonna do? Blah blah blah. You a bitch. Da 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 da. And yeah, don't put yourself in positions. You don't want to know what the outcome of what you're doing is, because when dude snaps and then hits you, now all you're gonna do after you wake up is, oh, he a bitch. He a bitch. But usually, if you beg for something long enough, you'll get it. Right. And the thing about it is, you know, the precious media, you know, they become so soft and clutch their pearls when, you know, when they want to, but then they'll show the most ratchet shit to get ratings. So when Stephen A. Smith says just that very thing, you know, don't put yourself in a position to receive that, now he has to apologize? No, that's a public service announcement if you ask me.
I think it was just the way he said it. Which, you know,
that's why they have them.
We get it, but, you know, when you put stuff out there, you got to be ready for what comes back.
Absolutely.
I mean, so there was a lot of backlash for what he said, and that's why he put out the quote-unquote apology that he put out, because it was like a long apology. So he had to use, I forgot what it's called, where you can leave a longer tweet. So it was, you know, I mean, he meant to say it, but he did. I think he just didn't mean to say it in the way he said it. So
my thing is,
what?
I think all the people that believe in domestic violence are in the gym right now and working on their 40 times because they now have a safe haven where they can go and punch women in their face and not be punished for it.
Okay.
Hey, shout out NFL for being a haven to domestic violence. All you gotta do is run a fast 40. We'll protect you against the law.
Isn't it funny how it's always like one extreme to the next to the next? It's like you got Michael Vick with the whole dog thing. And then you have the guy, I can't remember which football player it was, that pretty much he killed someone. And then you have this dude, you know, who knocked his then fiance, now wife, out. And it's like he gets a 2-day suspension. Michael Vick gets suspended indefinitely. And then the other dude, I don't even think anything happened to that guy. And I want to say it was a hit and run, or he hit somebody and then stayed, or I don't know. But either way, the person died. So, I mean, go figure, man. NFL is a crazy, crazy, totally different animal to us mere mortals. So, you know, whatevs.
Two games.
Right.
So there was a crazy statistic. I think it was since the Super Bowl, there have been 14 Ravens arrested.
Something like that, yeah.
So for all of the arrests that took place in the NFL, one out of every four is a Raven.
That's pretty high.
There you go. Yay, Ravens.
That's a pretty high statistic there, buddy.
Yeah, don't you love it?
I guess if they're, of course, depending on the crime, if there's no consequences, then whatever. You do whatever the hell you want, right?
Pretty much. Yay, Ravens! Let's go all the way to the Super Bowl.
Okay. All right. So I saw an article in the Washington Post, and it was like the headline was, Obama goes there on acting white. I was like, what the hell?
Obama goes there
on acting white.
Was the author black?
To be honest with you, I'm going to hope so, because I don't know what he looks like. But from, you know, just from everything that he wrote, I'm going to say yes, he's black.
He went there.
Yeah. he went there. So he was just pretty much, you know, summarizing when the president went to speak to some kids, and one of the kids that was Native American asked him a question about, just their culture is changing, and, you know, so you got to kind of, you know, what should they do to help, you know, keep their culture alive? And, you know, so he just, you know, went on a little bit to tell them, you know, what he thinks about it. You know, and he said he can understand that things are changing. And he said there's no contradiction between knowing your culture, the traditional cultures, what your family's come from, but also being a part of a larger culture. But then he said, you know, he talked about how, you know, people always put the quote unquote thing of acting white on African Americans. And it was kind of like, you know, why do you speak so properly? You're not black if you're not wearing certain type of clothing or speaking a certain type of way. And, you know, and, you know, he just went to tell them that, pretty much, I'm going to paraphrase, he was like, that's some bullshit. You know, I really wish he would have been able to say that was some bullshit, but, you know. But he was just like, you know, and I can relate to this too, because, you know, I got that growing up as well. So, and he was saying that it's like, you know, targets, it's like people make you feel like you should be ashamed of being, you know, black, because it's like, just because you may not, you know, speak a certain type of way, you know, and it's like, no, I'm still black, you know, maybe just because it may not be exactly the way that you think I should speak, I still do. But he also said someone, he said he remembers somebody saying to him, you're the whitest black man I know. What? Just because he speaks proper English? Okay, that was pretty cool. So, but anyway, so the article goes on and on and on. But, you know, I just wanted to put it out there so you guys could go and check it out. Because, you know, like I said, I've been there. And we've talked about that a little bit on the show before, too. And then, of course, as always, when you see an article that says something like that, Obama goes there on acting white, of course, that's going to catch your attention. So go check it out. And if you you know, read the article and you want to hit us with some feedback, recaptherecap@gmail.com. It would be super awesome. We'd love to hear from you. So we're going to take a break real quick, and we'll be back.
The final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this. I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, and saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each capital.
I'm sorry, Neen, was that last closing song boring?
I know it, so I mean, all right. I didn't think it was boring, but
let's make it unboring.
Now the end is near.
Can you believe shit go wrong?
So I face.
I'm from the hood, man.
The final curtain.
No, the real hood, not the rap hood. The real hood.
Like my friends, I'll say it clear. A
pair of sneakers. My mom's busting
save
ass.
Save my case.
I'm going to Japan
which
tomorrow.
Which I'm certain.
You understand what I'm saying? Can you believe that? They have people waiting at the airport like
full.
5 days, like I'm a Beatles son. That's the real talk.
I traveled each and every highway.
Seen the best of the best, the worst
and
of the worst.
More, much more
still
than
here.
This, I did it more.
Let's try this one. Yeah. Gangsta nigga, put my hustle down, tore the game up, nigga. Took your high score down, put my name up, nigga. Tore the doors down to the Hall of Fame. It's Jigga, I did it my way.
Much more than this.
That's right. It's a beautiful thing, man.
I did it my way.
Welcome back to IDS, y'all. I am your man, Big B.
Mama's younger and stronger.
Yeah. We have entered that part of the show where we get to bring you new shows.
Mm-hmm.
Exciting or otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
Just a bit of a guide to get you on track to expand your podcast listening. It's up to you. It's totally up to you.
True.
Believe that.
Right. What was that?
Shout out to Lady Ro.
Oh.
Loving them Twickers.
Ooh. Bird.
Yeah, Lady Ro. You didn't know it happens instantaneously like that, did you? Instantly.
Mm.
Okay.
Take that.
Take it.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, so, episode 30 for RTR. The show we are recapping today is called Black Girls Talking.
Dun, dun, dun. How dare them.
Right. How dare you.
Do another show with black in it.
How dare you. So, in the show features Fatima, Aurelia, Alisa. I think that's how you pronounce her name. Alicia, probably. And Remu. So, they are 32 episodes in. It looks like they tape twice a month. And the description of the show is, Black Girls Talking is a podcast wherein four black women talk about representation of women of color in film and television. Okay.
How do you think they would feel about a black woman being called a bitch by another black man or a white man in defense of each other?
I don't know them, but that's just my opinion. Okay. So they pretty much talk about and touch on other stuff too. In this episode coming up, they talk about the Emmys, they talk about Scandal, and they talk about an article on black subculture. So before I play this clip, let me give you a little bit of the background of what they were talking about. They were talking about the NWA casting call and the different descriptions of women that were invited to do this casting call. And you got to listen to the show to hear how they break it down. So they're looking for an A type, a B type, a C type, and I think it was a D type. So
are these cup sizes?
No, you would think, right? But no, totally. It was crazy descriptions because it's kind of like, I can't believe, 2014, we still breaking, women down like that. And just to give you a little heads up, they put Beyonce in the B category, which is really crazy. So, but anyway, so listen to that to figure out, so you can hear what they were talking about. So let's hear this first clip. It's a little long, so bear with me, but I wanted you guys to hear it.
I don't know. There's a level to this where there's so many black men that don't understand what the problem is with this, because yeah. I guess the way that black men are oppressed in the media is different.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so they're like, well, we don't have a problem. Like, we don't have as much of a media tension between light skin and dark skin men, even though it does exist and it's there, but they don't seem to get that.
No.
And they're like, so please, ladies, you're just being catty. You're just being catty ladies right now, and you're all jealous.
Yeah.
And they're not constantly being pitted against each other in this, ridiculous hierarchy of, attraction.
Right.
This is the way women are. It's black male patriarchy. And everyone, whenever I see, conversations happening on Twitter about this, it's all, oh, no, we have it worse, and women have more degrees than men. It's not about, and that's furthest from the point. The point is that black women also deal with patriarchy and racism, sexism, etc. But we also deal with it from black men. So that's the only. So if you're not acknowledging this, that is what separates us.
Well, it's a whole bunch of stuff that's going on Twitter. It seems to be a lot of Twitter conflict recently. Well, let me not say recently, because there's always something going on with Twitter and when it comes to dealing with black man and the black woman. But I just thought it was actually interesting that, I thought, are black men in films, are they typecasted? But I think, and maybe not when it comes to color, or complexion, maybe not, but I was thinking, of course, maybe like the other roles where it's like, oh, you have to play a drug dealer, or you have to play, the guy that is down on his luck. Maybe they get typecasted in that type of way. So I thought that was actually a really interesting discussion. And, to the ladies, I'm sorry, I don't know you, your voices individually yet, so I can't really say who was speaking, when. All right, so this next clip,
Okay, just listen and we'll talk about it on the other side.
I do want to say one last thing. It's kind of unrelated, but these are like, I have plenty of black male friends who are great people and who understand the challenges that both black men and black women face, and how some are the same and how some are different, and how sometimes they help contribute to the oppression of black women. And it's not a problem. They're actively working to become better people.
Yeah.
It's just this, like, this subset of scum on the internet who can't, like, figure this out. So I don't want to sound, make it sound like we're, like, coming down on black men, because I know plenty of black women that I love, but these fuckers have got to stop posting, like Ben said.
Yeah, she's right. I'm, like I was just previously saying, it's like, I don't know what is going on, but someone started a hashtag that had one meaning, and it turned into a whole different thing, where it's like, all of a sudden, like, men are, and I won't even just say black men are just trolling the shit out of women on Twitter, you know, and it's kind of like, damn, can't we just, I mean, I don't want to be all Rodney King, but can't we just all get along? Like, why does it have to be so much conflict between, you know, the black man and the black woman? It's like, we're supposed to be here for each other and representing each other and trying to support each other, but apparently that is not the case. Mm-mm. So, you know, okay, well, now this next clip, I found it quite interesting. So let's see what they say.
Sorry, I think the reason why they also like are so loud is because white men in particular love this shit, because it validates the same feelings that they have about black women.
Now that was a quick one, but I was like, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of trolls that, for someone was saying recently on Twitter that there's a whole thing called 4chan trolls, and pretty much it's just like a whole bunch of these guys that just go around, you know, with a profile of a woman, and most of the time it is a black woman, that go around and they just troll the hell out of, you know, some of the black women that are feminists. And I think sometimes it happens to the white feminists too. But yeah, I thought about that, and it made me think about some other issues that have happened, how it's like, you know, sometimes it's like you have a white man and a black guy, and it's like you think that the black guy would stick up for, you know, for the black woman. But yeah, no, it doesn't always happen that way. So
really?
Yeah.
It doesn't?
Nope. Yeah.
So you mean like a black guy would just like let a white dude call a black woman a bitch and not put
say
him
anything
in this place and say it's wrong?
No. So I just thought, I was like, wow, that's a really interesting clip. You know, so anyway, so in this last clip, they just pretty much talk about professional.
So hold on, wait. I can't leave that one alone.
Okay.
When was this show recorded?
Not too long ago. I think a couple days ago, if I remember correctly. Hmm. Yeah, because they tape twice a month. So I think it was a couple of days ago. Okay. Their most recent episode.
Wow. Almost 7 days later. Totally unrelated.
No, not related at all.
And point valid. Wow. That's kind of neat. Wow. Okay. Good job, ladies.
Yeah. Right. So that caught my attention. Because, like I said, I see that a lot, too, on Twitter. So, in this last clip, it kind of makes me think about my love-hate relationship with Twitter.
Right. And I also think the people who are, like, on the internet, like, 24/7, just, like, trolling black women's comment, like, mentions, these are the people who have been, like, severely hurt in their real lives. And they have nobody but the internet. So they're on the internet, and they're trying to, and this is how they connect to people, by being fucking ridiculous.
What a life.
But some of them, you know, some of them are, like, professional trolls, like, you know, the person who left this comment that we read earlier.
But I mean, who is, like, you're wasting your data minutes. Like, you can have, go play Farmville and make friends that way.
Go play the Kim Kardashian game. There's a cheat for it.
That's what I was going to say.
I love it so much.
Let me ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
Where, in your opinion, is the line drawn? Okay, so if if I guess in this case, you know, a woman has a tweet or a post or whatever the hell you want to call it, where is the line drawn of people voicing their opinion or giving their feedback and being trolled?
I think it just depends on what they say. You know, it's like there was a perfect example. Their guest came, like posted a picture of Lupita, and she had like just the picture of her, and I think she had a nice comment about her. And then someone came back and was like, "She looks like a boy." Okay, nobody asked you.
Okay, but is that,
that's a troll?
Is that a troll?
Yeah.
Or is that just an opinion, a poor opinion, but an opinion given?
Well, when it's like not really somebody that follows you or you don't follow them, and it's just somebody that comes out of nowhere with a random ass comment, troll. Like, they're trolling. They just want an interaction with you. And especially you have like the people who have like thousands and thousands of followers. And it's like a lot of times people will come in their mentions just to, you know, get some type of acknowledgement from that person. So of course, sometimes then it turns in the trollers. I don't know if that's a real word, but it turns in into that person's favor, where it's like next thing you know, it's like that person gets more followers. You know, so that's my interpretation of it. Maybe, you know, because again, I have that love hate relationship where I try not to pay attention too much, but just enough. So maybe if someone would like to correct me, feel free to do so. So anyway, but again, with this show, Black Girls Talking, they talk about so many different things. And like I said, they talk about the Emmys, they talk about Scandal, and, you know, so I enjoy the show. I like it. So if you want to find them, it's blackgirlstalking.com or at BLK Girl, Girls Talking on Twitter. And so we are going to do our headphone critique when we come back after the break. Yeah! Come on! Come on! Come on! I gave you all the love I got. I gave you more than I could give.
No. smile on my face. Jumped out of bed, took a shower and dressed. I cleaned up my place.
The headphone criteria. Gonna run through it as we always do. All right, so this is for the show Black Girls Talking. Description of the show. Description of the show. Does your show description match the content? So the description, I'll read it one more time for you guys. Black Girls Talking is a podcast wherein four black women talk about representations of women of color in film and television. So, I will have to say that is a headphone from me because they do talk about all of the above. Women in film and television. They talked about the Emmys and talked about Scandal. And so, and on some of their other shows, they've had a African-American female writer from Parks and Recreation, which I really like that show. It's kind of corny, but I like it anyway. So, yes, I will have to give a headphone for that.
I, I, what was so funny?
Nothing.
It's like you're making a mockery of my decision here.
You haven't said it yet.
Okay, well, I'm going to give them a headphone. I'm going to give them a headphone.
Okay. From the, remember, it's the description of your show. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. Number two, consistency. How often does your show come out? As I've said, the show tapes twice a month. So far, so good for them on that. They're on episode 32. Sir?
Hey, if they drop bi-weekly, they drop bi-weekly.
All right. Production sound quality. Can we hear you? Are there background noises? I will have to give them a headphone for that. Because the shows that I heard, I mean, you know, you get a little bit of feedback sometimes, but just, I mean, that happens.
It happens. By nature of the description, I will have to give them.
Okay. I hate you so much. Is the show engaging? Do you want to listen to past, perhaps more episodes? I'll have to say for me, yes, that is a headphone for me because I do, I have listened to past episodes of this show and I look forward to more. Just, you know, because I'm interested in hearing what they talk about. They have such a diverse background, so I'm interested to hear, you know, what the black girls are talking about.
Okay, so on this one, Not that I didn't. Not that what that. I don't really know how to describe what I want to say here. But I'm gonna overall, for me, say no.
Okay.
And no shots fired, no disrespect to them. I'm sure they put a lot of time, energy, and effort into, you know, researching what it is they talk about, or at least delivering what they heard or read or saw. But for me, it's something in the deliverance that made it more. It's kind of funny. I sort of had a tug of war going on because I'm like, okay, interesting topic. Delivery, I can't do. So it's like, I want to hear about this topic. Can we get somebody else to talk about it?
Okay.
Sort of. And I'm not trying to at all be mean-spirited.
No,
but
of
I'm
course.
Just saying,
no, of course not.
I started listening. I stopped. Did a couple things. Took a shower. Kind of took a nap. Got myself together. Got myself in a different point. And I didn't do all of this because of the show, but because it was stuff that I had to do. And came back to it. I figured maybe, hey, I'm in a little bit more of a relaxed state right now. Let me click it back on. And it, to be honest with you, it was more reminiscent of, to me, of sort of being fussed at. You know what I'm saying? It was just, it just seemed like I, that was the feeling that I kind of walked away. Like somebody just got finished fussing at me for an hour. You know, so I was just like, oh my. It reminded me of like, you know, when you make a mistake and, you know, your parents got to pull you up on it. And you know you're wrong. You know what you did. You know it was a dumb move. And you kind of just wish they'll be like, okay, you know what you did. You know, let's move on. But they got to keep on at it. And they got to keep at it. And they got to keep telling you what you did wrong. You got to keep telling you what the consequences could have been. And you're like, enough. I got it. That's sort of the way I kind of felt. So, for me, it was a no.
Was it, well, you know, and again, I want people to listen because I don't want them to think it was the clips that I used or that, you know, so that was just an example of the show.
Absolutely.
So, again, they talk about so many different things. So, okay. So, next, and.
But with that being said,
oh, okay.
I will, you know, like we say, I will listen to another show just to see. Because I think on this show they had a couple guests or something or whatever. So I will check out another one to see if it's whatever was not registering with me is toned down a bit. So, yeah. But as for where we stand right now, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. So the final entertainment / educational value, was there laughter? Was something learned? I'll let you go first on that one.
No. Actually, I found myself having to rewind. Like, okay, I know they started off saying something where I was like, and I ended like, what? So, yeah. And not to kind of draw the segment out, but there was like there was one part they were talking about where I actually had to just go to Google and just sort of look it up myself and gain what little bit of understanding I needed from it. So, yeah, a few, more than a few times throughout the show, I was like, what?
Okay. Okay.
And, again, it could be my own personal thing where I maybe sort of shut down because of the deliverance of it all.
Right.
So I kind of just, like, tuned out, like, okay, I can't do this. So it could have been me. Maybe not them.
Right.
Could have been me. And I totally understand that.
Okay.
So, for me, it's a no.
Okay. I would say I would have to give a half because there was a point that I did laugh at something one of the ladies said. And now I won't say that I learned anything, but, you know, I guess in some of the episodes, they give you a better appreciation of certain topics. You know, so it could be something that I already knew, but maybe they talked about it a little bit further. You know,
different vantage point,
right? Which is always great when you listen to a show or a podcast or whatever. You're watching TV and you get a different perspective of what someone else is thinking about a particular topic. Like, mm-hmm. I like that. So that's why I would definitely just give him a half right. for this one. So, mm-hmm. well, all right. Hey, I'm not. Well, so, okay. So the criteria is 1 through 5. So, of course, 5 being, well, I don't want to say the highest, but. Meh.
5 is the most yeah. headphones that you can achieve.
Yes, thank
0
you.
0 being the lowest.
Right. Okay, so, B, you gave the show 3 headphones.
Trace, Phonace.
And I gave them 4.5 headphones. So, guys, if you...
What's in that brown paper bag beside you?
What?
That random brown paper bag.
It's not a bottle.
No, I just thought it might be brown.
Okay. Guys, if you have any feedback...
Did like, somebody come up to you at a diner and sit next to you and put that bag down and then get up and walk away?
What you trying to say, yo?
I'm just asking a question. I'm questioning about this brown paper bag that you have sitting in a chair next to you.
No.
That you normally don't come in here with brown paper bags.
No. There was some delicious goodness in that bag.
You were completely late today, and I just wanted to know if you had to stop at a pickup point.
Go ahead. Okay. No, I did not. Some delicious goodness in that bag. Thank you very much for asking. If you guys want to give us some feedback on the podcast we just recapped, or if you'd like to give us some feedback on the headphone criteria we just, told you about, what we think it is. So far for, this is the third time we've used it.
Look.
What?
You reiterate the rating system each week.
Uh-huh.
So, guys, give us your rating.
Yeah, what do you
think?
Send
it in to us.
Listen to the show.
And we will read your ratings.
Right.
Next week.
How about that? Yeah. That's pretty cute. So, and when you're ready to do that, you can send it to recap3cap@gmail.com.
You can speak it or you can type it.
Hey, either way. Oh, that's cute too. Either way. But you know where to send it. So that was the third time we've done this rating system so far. And yeah, so far so good, I would say. Yeah, so it was, I'm not going to go back through the rating system and tell you who exactly we did. But, if you're interested or just go back, I think just probably like 3 episodes because, you got the one today, the one we did last week, and then... The first one, I will tell you, I remember the first one was Right to Real Love Radio, and that's with your host, Jay Mayo. So that was pretty cool to start out with that. So we're going to go to break real quick, and I know you guys know what is coming up next. I'm about to go to love. Do you want to go?
Come on. I'm about to go to Loveland.
I'm about to go to Loveland. Do you wanna go with me? I'm about to go to Loveland. Do you wanna go with me? Come on.
What if? If I were a painter, baby, I'd paint a picture of us somewhere on a private island making love, yeah. Now if I were a pirate, baby, I'd discover, yeah, you for me, cause girl, you are a treasure, yeah. If I was a dream, baby, here's what I'd do. Allow every good dream you dream to come true, yeah. If I want promise, baby, then you could bet, yeah, that every promise made to you, girl, will be kept. Yes, it would. If I was a magician, baby, then you'd have no fear, cause I'd snap my fingers and make your worries disappear. If I were all these things, then girl, to you I'd give all these things. Fly you straight to heaven, in step with you while the angels sing. I'd ask you to marry me, give you the sun for a diamond ring. If I could, I'd do those things. Now if I want to preach a baby.
Hey, we are back, and it is that time for that little segment that gives you 2 minutes to rant, to talk, to do whatever you want. It's called Can I Talk My Shit? So last week, we had Mr. Chef Boyardee talking about, oh, I probably should say his real name. We had Andre talking about customer service and how it has become so shitty. Now, I'm paraphrasing right there. He didn't say those exact words, but, and how people are not doing the job that they're being paid to do. So, and a lot of people, you know, said they could totally relate to it. And I know I can. That is a pet peeve. It's like nobody made you get that damn job. Hmm. You know? I mean, if you're going to be a burger flipper, and it ain't nothing wrong with that, be the best damn burger flipper you can be. Don't come to work with an attitude.
You don't even got to strive for the best. Just do it correctly and keep your mouth shut.
Do it.
You can bitch when you get home or bitch to your woman or your man.
Mm-hmm.
And you can even go home and rewrite the I Have a Dream speech of how you're going to better yourself in the near future. But in the meantime, when I ask for number two, just hand it over without the attitude.
How about it? That's why, you know what's so funny? I know people don't like Chick-fil-A, but I like going there because there are actually pleasant people that work there. And I always like, my pleasure. Well, thanks. Thanks for saying that. I appreciate it. Even though it may not be the truth, but you make it sound convincing when I'm going through the drive-thru. And I appreciate it for that. Or I appreciate you for that.
I like the Chick-fil-A just for the fact that they give their workers Sunday off.
That's pretty cool. Although some days on Sunday when I want something from there, it's closed. I'm like,
What's called selfishness?
Oh, yeah. Well, it is what it is. I acknowledge it, and then I go to Panera.
Man, that's just like... A lot of Sundays, I want some good, you know, Jamaican food. And most Jamaican restaurants are closed on Sunday because they know you should be eating with family.
Yeah, that's nice.
And if not, get your shit together.
And go on Saturday.
And do some home-cooked food.
There's that, too. So, we have a good one coming up next that I feel like, probably going to get some comments from that one. So, the usual question. You ready for it? Can I talk my shit?
Can I talk my shit again?
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Montoya, one half of the Beatin' the Block podcast. And can I talk my shit? Okay, I want to touch on the topic, and yeah, I guess it's touchy to some of y'all, but it's about having sex on the first date. And what I'd like to say is, Men, quit judging these women that give you the booty on the first date. Because whether you want to admit it or not in public, that's what you're going for anyway. Yeah, you want to meet them, get to know them a little bit. But whether you want to admit it to people out here in podcast land or on social media or whatnot, in the back of your mind, you hoping there's a nightcap to that. And so don't judge a woman if she's comfortable enough with you to lay down with you. That's not an opportunity for you to finish up, then go run to your homies talking about how she's a hoe because she gave it to you on the first night. Because if you want to repeat a performance, you won't be doing no shit like that. You know, be real. I mean, if you're really trying to get to know the woman, sex ain't going to stop that. That go for you women, too. I know there's a social stigma that I just spoke on about y'all coming off it too soon and being called hoes. If you're dealing with a real dude, that won't happen. You will continue to build a relationship regardless. You know, it just takes maturity, that's all. And on another topic, the friend zone. Ladies, you know good damn well if you got a hanging on ass dude that is calling himself your friend, you got to know he got an ulterior motive. There's no straight dude I know legitimately hanging with a woman like one of the boys and really not want to get in them draws. So y'all need to stop that. Stop it. Either you are really that naive or you just like the attention of having them dudes around. It's one of the two. There's no middle ground to me. Maybe there's a rare instance, but I've never seen it. There's always some kind of attraction lingering in this male and female friendship. So if you just go ahead and admit it, there'll be a lot of less hurt feelings when dude finally gets his nerve up after he's been hanging around for 2-3 years and you shoot him down. You knew you didn't want to deal with that dude like that in the first place. And he knew that too, and he figured he'd wait around. Anyway, that's about all I got for now, man. So peace up, peace out, and I'll catch up with y'all later. All right.
Well, it's time to bring this show to an end.
Aww. It's time.
It is time.
Yeah. Before we get out of here, I wanted to remind everybody that if you'd like to donate to Julia's Pantry, you can do so. They're looking for 100 boxes of Kleenex, 100... you can do the little small antibacterial wash for them. They're doing a drive, and if you can,
hand sanitizer.
Thank you. Ugh, totally. I blacked out on what it was called. They're doing a drive, and you can get the stuff to them by August 8th. So, come on.
It's for the kids, y'all. It's for the kids.
Come on. Help them out, people.
No doubt.
Help them out. That'd be great if you can. Or, if you can't get that stuff to them, feel free to go donate. It's a great charity.
Absolutely. Money is always good.
Mm-hmm.
You can put it to so many uses.
Mm-hmm.
So, definitely. Do what you can. It'll be greatly appreciated. Keep one of these kids in school and prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Lessen the chance for one of these kids to hit you over the head and take your purse.
Well,
in
there's
the future.
That. Hey. I like that, because that is truth. Okay?
Yep.
Anyway, so guys, thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for sharing when you're listening to the show. And don't just do it for our podcast. Do it for other podcasts too. You know, so that way someone else can be introduced into a new show. How about it? Hit that thumbs up button too.
And let them know how you got there.
Yeah. All right. So if you have any feedback, recaptherecap@gmail.com. Oh, where did you say where they can reach you on Twitter?
In Deep Show B.
Okay. You can reach me at MS_SmartyPants with a Z and the show at Recap the Recap. And we're done.
And we're done.
Have a wonderful day, guys.
And we're done. Oh.
What?
I think there was one more thing. I can't remember what it was. Something else I had to address before we left. I remember. Name calling. Just wanted to let you know.
Some of y'all niggas is bitches too.